We'll close with a story from EcoTalk science advisor and co-producer Shauna Weber regarding the recent outcry from some EPA researchers against the agency's failure to properly assess pesticides that may be dangerous to children.
The influence of politics on policies that are supposed to be informed by science has gone more than a bit far. First, NASA's Jim Hansen spoke out against government efforts to silence good climate science. And not just good science, but the best science the country had to offer. Then came a flood of similar stories from across all government agencies. EPA employees are the latest to voice their complaints. The unions that represent thousands of EPA staff and other government scientists recently sent a letter to the EPA director protesting what looked like the upcoming approval of a group of pesticides potentially harmful to children. Francesca Griffo, senior scientist with the Union of Concerned Scientists, gives us the details.
On May 24th, the local presidents of the unions representing scientists, risk managers, and related staff at the Environmental Protection Agency presented a letter to Administrator Johnson. That is Stephen Johnson, who's the administrator of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The source of their concern are a group of organophosphate and carbamate pesticides. You know, there's a great deal that we don't know about these chemicals, and the public and people that work with these chemicals should not be the guinea pigs.
And if being a guinea pig sounds like fun to you, then maybe this will make you think twice.
The real central compelling thing is that these are neurotoxic pesticides, and to me, the scariest thing about them is that they have the potential of damaging the developing nervous systems of children.
And this includes fetuses in the womb. The humdinger is that the EPA has had years to meet its August 2006 deadline for evaluating these chemicals. Years. Now they're scrambling and overlooking the protocols for thorough assessment of chemicals exposed to the American people.
I think there's also an enormous amount of political pressure right now being exerted by agency officials. You know, they're not taking the time to really do what they need to do.
This is a serious case of procrastination. They haven't even properly evaluated the neurotoxicity data submitted by the companies that want to use these pesticides. This whole fiasco is upsetting enough to cause internal EPA upheaval.
There are scientists within EPA who are objecting. There's EPA scientific advisory panels who are objecting. I mean, all across the board.
This may be a case of the straw that broke the camel's back.
You know, this is not the first time that EPA has ignored scientific recommendations. We have the recent example on particulate matter pollution. We have another recent example with the toxic release inventory. And then we have, you know, the example of the suppression and manipulation of science regarding mercury emissions.
Over and over, EPA administrators have been willing to suppress science from within their own organization. Not a happy place to work these days, but the exciting thing is that the democratic process is breaking through and people are speaking out from within organizations they care about and making a difference.
I think that's something that we want to really commend many of these federal scientists for, is the fact that they want to stay in their jobs, they want to stay effective, they want to work hard for the American people.
Francesca Griffo of the Union of Concerned Scientists. Many thanks to those who speak out. For EcoTalk, I'm Shauna Weber.
Thank you, Shauna. Thank you, Al Gore. Thank you, Davis Guggenheim, for a great show. If you want to see a really great show, go out and see An Inconvenient Truth this weekend. See you next time.